This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday to everyone, and thank you for joining me for today's brand new episode of Bringlese Daily. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024, and let's begin, as we always do, with today's translation challenge. So, how would you translate the following sentence? Il mio listening è decisamente migliorato dalla prima puntata. Let me say that one more time. Il mio listening è decisamente migliorato dalla prima puntata. So, to give you a hint, da, in this case, we should use since. Since that time. So let me say it one more time. Il mio listening è decisamente migliorato dalla prima puntata. And da is going to be since. All right. At the end of today's episode, I will explain how I would say that sentence in English. And speaking of English, let's begin today's one big thing, which is, yes, your English is improving. And why am I making that today's topic? Well, from a psychological point of view, learning a language can be tricky. Or in general, improving at anything can be tricky. When we're working on something continuously, in general, it's hard to measure our own progress. Think about yourself. Think about your face, your body. Every single day when you wake up, you probably see yourself in the mirror. But do you ever wake up, look in the mirror, and say, wow, I look different? Probably not too often. At the same time, if we look at pictures of ourselves from one year to the next, we can see differences. But when you zoom in on a minuscule scale, you don't see the difference. And even when years and years pass, you might not realize, wow, I look different now. I look a little bit older or whatever. And I've come to the realization that the same thing happens when we talk about improving skills. Specifically in today's case, improving your English. So there's two things I want to say. First of all, many students often think they're not getting better. And that's partially for this reason. It's partially for the fact that it's hard to measure your own progress. Just like it's hard to measure how much older you look after 3 months. If you're practicing English every single day and you've been doing it for 3 months, you might not even realize the progress you've made. Some people will, but most people won't. It's literally the same as what I was saying about when you look in the mirror. 3 months is not that long, but you did get a little bit older. I know we don't want to accept that, but we did. We got 3 months older. And when you practice English or any skill every single day or almost every day or twice a week, you're still going down the path of improvement. And it's important to keep that in mind because this brings me to point number two. Realizing this actually increases your improvement even more. At least, in my own experience, that's the case. So what do I mean exactly? Well, let me start by saying this. In English, there's a phrase, there's a saying, and it's whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Let me say that one more time. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Of course, that's, you know, cute, it's a little bit cheesy, it's kind of cliche, it's motivational. But to a certain extent, that's actually true. If you think you can do something, you already have an advantage. That's your confidence. If you're feeling confident and you believe in yourself, you're probably going to be able to do it. If you take the exact same task and you're already telling yourself, oh, this is going to be so hard, I don't think I can do it. Well, now you're at a disadvantage. Now it is going to be pretty difficult because your mentality is such a big factor. Your mentality is such a big factor. So now let's take that example and compare it to improving in English. If you've been speaking, not necessarily only speaking, but even just listening, for example, with my podcast, if you've been listening to my podcast for 3 months, you've been consistent, you've been focused when you're listening, or even less, if you're doing it a little bit less, your improvement will be a little bit less. But if you have been listening, for example, for 3 months, then yes, you've gotten better. What other possibility is there? You certainly haven't gotten worse. I can guarantee you that. You certainly haven't gotten worse. And maybe some people will say, true, I haven't gotten worse, but I don't think I've improved. Well, if you look at the mirror for 30 days in a row, do you look older? No, you don't. But are you older? Yes, you are. I'm sorry, guys. That's called life. That's how it works. If you're adding English to your mind and you're adding English to your life often, doesn't even have to be every day, you're just gonna get better. It might be one tiny percent, but you're still getting better. And your best friend is time. So the more you do it, the longer you do it, your improvement is going to compound and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And as I told you, this is me speaking from my own experience. I remember when I was learning Italian and I felt like, okay, like I'm always studying Italian. I'm always talking to Italian people. I like Italian. I'm trying to surround myself with Italian. But why am I never getting better? And then one day I went to an Italian meetup. It was a group of some Italians, but mainly Americans in America. And we met up and we spoke Italian together for an hour or two. And during one of these meetups, a man looked at me and he said, in Italian, but I'll say it in English, he was like, Brian, your Italian has gotten so much better. And I was like, oh my God, really? Like, at first I didn't believe him. I thought he was just being nice. But then I was like, actually, my Italian has gotten better. I wasn't always this good. And guys, there was a point of your life where you could not understand anything I'm saying. And now if you only understand 10%, that's still progress. That's still improvement. And it's all about mentality. So let me give you guys one simple trick. Start believing that you're getting better. Even if you deep, deep, deep down don't believe it, start telling yourself, my English is getting better. Start telling yourself that. Because having that mentality, first of all, it's true. But even more importantly, having that mentality will help you get even better. Your mind is already in the mindset of, I'm making progress, I'm improving, I'm getting smarter, I'm understanding more, I'm speaking more quickly, etc. It's a very dangerous mentality to say, no, Brian, I'm too old, I don't have enough time. You know, everyone has excuses. Oh, Brian, I've been trying, but I'm not getting better. That's a very dangerous mentality. Even if you really think it's true, You have to stop believing that, and you have to start believing that actually, yeah, I am getting better. Because as we talked about earlier, you're definitely not getting worse. And if you're practicing English almost every day, what other option is there? Yes, your English is improving. So to close this discussion, keep the right mentality. Positivity, improvement on, getting better on. And funny enough, when you turn on that switch of, yes, I'm improving, you're going to feel the improvement even more. And then it's just an upward spiral and you get better and better and better. And then one day you'll wake up and you'll look at yourself in the mirror. And just like after years, you'll say, oh my God, I'm old, which might not be a good feeling. But in the case of learning English, you'll wake up one day and you'll be like, oh my God, I speak English. And that's a very nice feeling. So I hope that gives you guys a little bit of inspiration. But we don't have too much time, so let's continue with today's question of the day, which is, what is something you have improved about yourself in the last year? And to be honest, I didn't think about my answer before asking this question, so I'm thinking about it now. What is something you've improved about yourself in the last year? And the answer that I can think of, which is pretty obvious to me, is my engagement with social media. Like most of us, and I've talked about this in other episodes as well, but like most of us, I wouldn't say I was addicted to social media, but I was using it improperly. I was using it basically not even by choice. My mind just automatically used it. And next thing you know, I was scrolling or, you know, I don't even need to explain. You guys understand what I mean. But I decided to make a change. In practice, not just in my mind, I decided to take steps. I deleted the apps. I tried focusing on new hobbies. I replaced that distraction with something else, etc. And now I can say with confidence, I don't use social media, and I'm happy to say that. The only social media I truly use is YouTube. But of all the social medias, that one's the least social. It's the least toxic. So I'm happy that I made that change. And again, even here, you have to believe in yourself if the progress is going to be made. I knew I could do it. I knew I didn't like social media, so I decided, why am I doing this? And I stopped. Do you guys have anything that you've been improving on? Things you've been working on that you feel like you're getting better and better? I love sharing those thoughts because we can get into a positive circle. You have this positive news. I have this positive news. That guy has that news. She has that news. Everyone's helping each other. We're supporting each other. We're picking each other up. So I love the positive feedback. And last but not least, let's end today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. And quickly, before I give you the answer to the translation challenge, guys, if you're improving your listening skills, which we just realized we are, you can improve your other skills as well. Not only listening, but also your grammar, your speaking, your vocabulary. Yes, speaking too. Because I have an online English school with speaking classes. It's an English home that I created to help my Italian friends. You can check it out at bringlese.com. There's nothing to lose. If you check it out, I thank you very much for that. And now, how would you translate? il mio listening è decisamente migliorato dalla prima puntata. I would say my listening has definitely gotten better since the first episode. Il mio listening, my listening, è decisamente migliorato. Even though the auxiliary verb in Italian is essere, è migliorato, that doesn't mean in English the auxiliary verb is to be. Let's talk about English verb tenses, specifically present perfect. The first episode was a long time ago, and your English is still getting better. It started in the past and continues now, so I'm using present perfect. The auxiliary of the present perfect tense is have or has. My listening has definitely, decisamente, migliorato, gotten better. Of course, you could also say improved. My listening has definitely improved since the first episode, dalla prima puntata, since the first episode. If I read this sentence fast, it's, my listening is, sorry, let me say it again. My listening has definitely gotten better since the first episode. And that is today's translation challenge. And that is the end of 1 week of Bringlese episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel? Do you feel like you're getting better, getting worse, staying the same? I think you know the answer to that question now. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as always. Enjoy your weekends and join me again on Monday morning, where we will have a brand new episode. Guys, I'm wishing you all the best, and as always, peace. Thank you.